Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:42 Monday morning, and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any helpful links or videos we mention on air. That's where we post them. Here's what's happening. So weather-wise, we're going to be warm, although not that heat wave warm, but warm over the next few days and then dropping into the week. And next weekend's it's not going to be chilly, but it's going to be much cooler than we've seen. So that's, I don't know, it's welcome for me, but...
Yeah. Take it down maybe, a notch.
Maybe you like the hot. Hmm. Maybe that's your thing. The World Series is now set. The Dodgers had a ridiculous comeback, and I was actually watching a little bit of this yesterday thinking, well, they got to lose. I mean, they have to lose, and then they didn't lose. So it's Dodgers versus the Rays in the World Series. The Niners also got an important win last night. Big one. Really fun to watch. 24-16, they beat the Rams, and your boy... He got a win yesterday against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. I was really
terrible
thinking,
day for Pats fans, I gotta say. You know?
I was really thinking the Packers were going to slaughter them. And it was
it looked
be
like
an
they were gonna at first. I was like, ah ha ha. And then
And it
sure
was
enough.
The opposite. Actually, it was really Aaron Rodgers got pulled. He didn't even finish the game. They just pulled him out and said, let's just keep you safe. This game's out of
reach. You don't need to get hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Tampa,
anyway,
Tampa
weirdly,
Bay
tonight.
Won and the Patriots lost. And they're the first time under 50%, under 500 since 02 or something.
So weirdly tonight, Monday Night Football, there's two games. In fact, a game starts at 2 p.m. today. Kansas City versus Buffalo and then Arizona versus Dallas at 5:15. So two Monday Night Football games tonight. How about a couple? I'm going to begin with a couple fast facts.
Oh, fast facts. I love fast facts.
Fast facts. Pulp Fiction was in theaters closer to the moon landing than today.
Oh, my God.
It came out in 1994, which was 25 years after the moon landing and 26 years from right now.
That is freaking... That's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's actually sad. That
it's
makes
terrible.
Me sad.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
At all. Time. Amazon named one of its buildings in Seattle after its first customer. He was a software engineer named John Wainwright who bought a computer book for $27.95 in 1995.
Oh, my God.
And he has a building named after him in Seattle.
The Wainwright Building?
I guess so.
Huh. That is hilarious. That's a nice story. I like that.
Michael Jackson really wanted to play Spider-Man in a movie, but he knew he'd never get cast. So in the 90s, you know, when he had all the money, he actually tried to buy Marvel Comics to make it happen.
Oh.
He was going to buy it and then cast himself as Spider-Man.
He loved to buy things. That was one of his big joys. I'll take one of those, and four of those, and all of those, and Marvel Comics.
The Pentagon has twice as many bathrooms as it needs.
Why is that?
Because it was built during segregation. So they put in separate bathrooms for black and white employees. Twice as many bathrooms as it needs.
Well, it's good news for the people who work there now. Because God knows I like a bathroom all to myself.
Right. It's illegal to reincarnate in China without government permission.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll be sure and check with them before I come back as a bird that's going to poop on them.
Is there a form?
Yeah, is there? Is there? Can you look that up and see if there's actually some paperwork we could file? Maybe if you file the paperwork, then you actually do get to come back. Maybe if we, you know, then we would know coming back.
Right. That's the first step in finding out if it's legit, getting permission.
I think I want to come back as like a something that can sign up for another reincarnation. Like, you know, you wouldn't want to be a horse. They don't have fingers. You can't sign. I suppose you could stamp the paper.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to come back.
Anyway, this story, I thought, I'm living this at my house right now. So, for example, you know, you have a kid that's actually going to school on a computer.
Yeah.
And we take that for granted because computers are now such a part of our life. I never touched a computer until I was in my 20s. Hmm. I mean, for real. Like, I just didn't care, and it didn't seem like it was ever going to catch on to me. What are you talking about? What do I need that for? And then, of course, now we live and die by them,
right.
It's the most important thing. Well, my kid is on one and learning about it, but also is still a kid. So I always go, you know, you need to put your device back on the charger when you're done using it. Otherwise, it won't be there for you when you try to open it up next time.
These things need juice.
Technology is moving faster than ever, and no matter how much you think you get it now, you won't be able to keep up. According to a new study, the average kid born today will be more tech savvy than their parents by the time they turn 10.
Technology.
That's the way.
This pandemic is going to have, that's got to move all that forward, right? I mean, these kids now are fully operating on a computer in a useful way. This isn't just getting sucked into YouTube to watch Elmo videos. This is, I've walked by because I have to walk by where she's learning to go to the kitchen from where I'm at now. And she's fully in Zoom classes and they're participating and they're using their hands. And, you know, I've heard the teacher say, show me what you're writing there. And she's got a little, what do they call those? Erase board.
Oh.
So she's, you know, writing in this little black marker on this whiteboard, and she's got to show it.
Oh, look at that.
So, but they're using computers in a way that it's just ridiculous.
Well,
I don't even want her to be this tech savvy yet, and yet I don't have a choice.
You know what, though? Honestly, don't hold it back, Vinny. If you hold it back, now she's behind all the curve of what's happening when all the people that she knows now are adults. Like, she's got to
learn
this
stuff.
Well,
there is no holding it back. That's my point.
Right.
I can't hold it back. She's going to school online. There isn't holding it back.
Later today, she'll be doing pay her bills online, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's anyone. I just think if given the choice, I would absolutely not have her doing this. But this isn't a choice matter. This is how school's taught right now. So that's what she's doing.
It's like, remember when you were a kid and there was always that kid that the parents didn't allow them to watch any TV? And I'm like, oh, you poor thing. You have no idea what any of us are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, you know, if you keep your kids off stuff, or if they don't even at least have some rudimentary knowledge of how that stuff works, they're left behind. That's my excuse for letting my kids get on the computer anyway.
You know, I don't know how many of you used to party a lot at a very young age, but I did. I certainly was out more than I probably should have been. And so these are the types of things you don't think about until you are someone who's always running from police because a party got busted. And then you sort of start going, I got to have a name in my head and I don't want to carry my ID. So if I'm, none of this ever really came to pass, but these are the, this is the nonsense that you'd think of when you're someone who wants to party underage. So I thought this story was funny. It's different from what I just said, but it's clearly this person had an idea and stuck with it. The police in St. Petersburg, Florida got a call last Wednesday night about a woman who refused to leave the gas station. Loitering. Troublemaker.
Just hanging out at a gas station.
Right.
Okay.
When they got there to arrest her for trespassing, they asked her, what's your name? And she said, my name is My Butt Just Farted.
So she's not the sharpest tool in the drawer.
I'm not sure. I mean, she knew not to give her name, but then again, she had her last name tattooed on her. So they were able to see that she's a Guerrero.
Oh,
sort of undid her whole My Butt Just Farted plan.
My name is My Butt Just Farted Guerrero.
No matter how many times they asked her for her name, she just kept repeating, My Butt Just Farted.
Mm.
Then,
did they actually do a sniff check to see if that was just a true statement?
I don't think they did.
She was avoiding the...
I think that you try to keep your face away from people's butts in general, in the public.
Oh, in the public, sure.
In the public, right. Yes. Anyway, she's a 33-year-old woman named Melinda Lynn Guerrero. And one of the ways they found out who she was is that tattoo on her back that said Guerrero.
Oh, proud. Family pride.
Yeah. And she's since been arrested for trespassing, among other things. But
why couldn't she just... leave? Like, what was going on at the gas station that was so important that she couldn't just get the F out of there? I don't understand. Like, what
I think boredom,
she a crush on the gas pumping guy?
Drugs or some kind of alcohol or something involved that...
Waiting for a hookup?
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
Hmm.
I just know that when parties used to get busted, we would be like... you'd try to... the police are like, so how old are you? And you, I'm 21. And meanwhile, your face is this big. You're actually clearly less than 16.
Braces on. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, and then the idea that you're going to have a name to give them, and then you can't keep a straight face through that, it just becomes like, all right.
Dummy. What was the name? What was the name you
Listen, most of them knew me already, so there wasn't. But these are the thoughts that would go through your head, like, if I could just not laugh.
Vicky Hamburger.
And if I could just say... Ben Smith.
Fold five?
With some conviction, you know, a little bit of confidence. Ben Smith. I'm Ben.
Yeah, Ben Smith sounds amazing.
Ben Smith.
All the Ben Smiths out there are like, what? It really is my name. No, that's the name people make up. Ben Smith.
Right. Anyway, 55% or over half of Americans say they'll be traveling for the first time this coming holiday season.
Yeah, I wondered about this. I'm not doing it.
They say it'll be the first time they've traveled since the pandemic started, and it'll be holiday travel in November or December.
You've driven down south, right?
Yeah, yes.
But not flown.
And actually, we're going to have her up here for Thanksgiving.
So you're going to go get... But that's, you know, that's not air travel.
No. And actually, but my brother's going to come too. So it's Jan and my mom.
So they're driving up together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So it is great. It is also opening up the circle. And those are things that you have to sort of decide whether you should or shouldn't do. We believe everyone involved is toeing the line, being careful, wearing masks, not sick, not showing any symptoms.
Well, testing availability is quite helpful. Knowing that someone has just gotten a negative test it's really makes you feel a lot better.
Right. And I sure don't want to be at the Thanksgiving table while my brother explains he can't taste this. Why is this so bland? Yeah. I don't taste this. Huh.
Give me more salt.
I just cannot get any flavor from this. You guys? Any minute now, we're all going to be with you.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm feeling hot. Anybody else a little bit, whoo, getting a little, whoo.
Anybody else trip out now, too, when you hear someone cough? You just have to believe, right?
Even in the family, like, you know.
In the house.
John was coughing the other day on something, and Riley comes running out of his room. What's going on? Why are you coughing? I'm like, he obviously has COVID, dear. Go back to your room. What, do you want to catch it?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, how funny. I recently heard Sarah Bareilles on Dax Shepard's podcast, and she described Eureka the exact same way that Vinny just described Eugene. Ha. Yeah, it's a really unique place. It's very interesting to see. I'd go to the pet store to get supplies for my dog, and in that line would be a hippie, a farmer, you know, a college kid, and then me. And it was just like, wow, this is the weirdest mix. And it's a small population, so it's very, you see it all
there. It attracts all types.
Right.
If you ever want to join a militia.
The Tool Time Kid is worth $8 million, says 510.
Well, he's saving money on an apartment then. He wants to keep something for his kids, obviously.
I would have expected that. That's good. I'm glad to hear that because it's shocking to hear he's renting an apartment in Eugene. But I guess that's just because, you know, he's got a lady friend there. And
yeah. I wonder, too, right, like, where does the wife live? And does he still get that quarterly residual check?
His wife lives in Laguna Beach, and she's a real estate agent.
Oh, so she's fine.
And they must have a – Laguna Beach is beautiful.
Lovely. Sure.
So they must have a night. He must have left a really nice spread behind to go hang
for
with
some
this
hot
lady.
Chick to strangle, right?
Wow.
Because that's why he's in the news. He strangled his new girlfriend.
Right.
He sounds great, doesn't he?
I am out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Let's see. I got some TV reminders, but I also have a funny, this, you know, it is kind of amazing how they solve problems for movies, and I thought that this was fascinating. So we'll do that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.